Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Today's installment of 2022 Players to Watch. It's going to be a short and sharp one because I've spoken about this guy a lot. You're probably sick of hearing about him, but he's a guy that I really do believe in. It is, of course, Reuben Cotter from the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, Reuben hasn't played a heap of first grade so far in his career. It's been a little bit underwhelming, to be perfectly honest with you. He's a guy that I am a huge fan of. I think he's got so much potential, it's not even funny. And I think that people are sort of sleeping at the moment on how good this kid can be. I think he's going to be in for a huge season 2022. I think potentially he would have had a huge season 2021 if it wasn't for injury. Now, Reuben Cotter, if you type him into the NRL website, his position will come up as hooker. For me, I don't think he's a hooker anymore. I don't think he will be a hooker in this Cowboys system. Could he be a hooker? Yes, he could. He plays there. He has played there a lot, especially coming through the juniors, playing Queensland Cup and whatnot. He's played a lot of nine. For me, I think he's going to be a 13 moving forward straight away. Jason Taumalolo plays 13 at the North Queensland Cowboys, though. I don't think I need to dive into this argument once again. For me, as it has been the case for 4 years, Taumalolo should be in the front row. I think you're starting to see more and more in these footy sides that these big, hulking, bulking, big 13s, they're useless there. Put them in the front row, get it over and done with. I'm just repeating stuff that I've been saying to you guys for 3 years now. But I think you can start to see it becoming more and more evident. For me, the North Queensland Cowboys have been playing an outdated style of football for such a long time. And it has been like headbutting a knife watching the North Queensland Cowboys at times. For me, I think this is the kid that can start to sort of turn it around. But he has to wear jersey 13. You have to play Taumalolo in the front row. I kind of think that Todd Payton might have made this decision last year, but because of all the injuries to Cotter, he wasn't able to go through with it. Now, when I have a look at all the preseason tapes for the North Queensland Cowboys heading into this year, it looks to me like Reuben Cotter will be playing as a middle. I think he will play in jersey 13. There's a couple of times where I've heard in the footage when they're doing drills and everything, he says to Reuben Cotter, jump into nine, give the hooker a break. I forget his name. Give Robson a spell. So to me, that sort of indicates that Reuben Cotter will be playing in jersey 13. Is it a certainty? No, it's not. But for me, if Todd Payton sees himself as being a long-term Cowboys coach or coaching the NRL over the next few years, I think this is a necessary change. And it might sound like a small thing, but last year, they played the Dragons at the back end of the season. Cotter was back from injury. He made the decision to move Taumalolo into the front row. For whatever goddamn reason, this shocked some people, which blew me away. But anyway, Cotter jumped into jersey 13. They played the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Are the Dragons a premier side? No, they're not. But there's about 10 other teams in this competition that are pretty similar to the Dragons, realistically. If it wasn't for a barbecue last year, I would argue the Dragons probably play final sooty. So as much as it wasn't the best opposition, I would definitely argue it wasn't the worst. So you can write it off as a Dragons game if you want. That's fine. You do you. But in that game, Cotter played 13. Taumalolo, he moved into the front row. It wasn't the only reason, but I did note in that game they scored 38 points. Now, 38 points for the North Queensland Cowboys is unbelievable. It's the most points they have scored in a game since 2018. You know who was playing in 2018? Jonathan Thurston. You know when was the last time the Cowboys were relevant? The last time they had Jonathan Thurston in their team. So for me, I think this is a necessary change moving forward. It blows me away how people are still assuming that Taumalolo is going to play 13. I think it has to be Reuben Cotter. Now, he's got a bit of subtle ball playing in him. I've seen him when he plays hooker. He has got some creative ability. We haven't quite seen it in first grade. You might remember Reuben Cotter. He actually scored his first NRL try in about the first 30 seconds he was on the field. He ran on in jersey 14, it was. They kicked infield and he scooped it up and scored. So that was my first memory of Reuben Cotter. I really didn't sit up and take notice of him until the start of this season, though. And there was a game against the Tigers in round 5. Now, he played 60 minutes in this game. He came off the bench. He played the last 60-odd minutes. In that 60 minutes, now, just listen to these stats. If I told you this was over 80 minutes, this would be impressive. Keep in mind, this is over 60 minutes. He made 52 tackles. He had 16 runs, and he ran for 160 metres. Reuben Cotter, he is coming in at 95 kilos, 180 centimetres. He isn't the biggest human on the field. He's no Jason Taumalolo. Let's be perfectly honest here. 16 runs for 160 metres. This is a guy that is able to bend the line. 10 metres per run in that game. This is what really caught my eye. I noticed he was making a lot of tackles as well. Looked at the stats after. 52 in 60 minutes. An incredible effort. Now, for me, I'm more excited about the attacking upside that he can provide. But when people will finish this podcast, they'll go and look at the stats. The stats don't really back that up. Trust me, I've been watching this kid for a while. I've gone back. I've watched a lot of his Queensland Cup games. He is handy with the ball in hand. He's got some subtle ball playing that will definitely benefit the North Queensland Cowboys. He is tough as nails as well. He's a defensive workhorse. You put him and you put Robson in the middle, I think it could make a huge difference to the North Queensland Cowboys moving forward. They've struggled to score points. They've also really struggled stop points. That's been a big issue for the Cowboys for a long time. Even back sort of in the Thurston days towards the back end, they were still conceding plenty of points. They need to make some changes. And for me, this is the number one change. I think Reuben Cotter is in for a huge season 2022. Now, as far as some Supercoach numbers go, and just keep in mind that so far in his career, Reuben Cotter hasn't really had that many attacking stats. So as I always say, when it comes to Supercoach numbers and it's the real base stats, it's the run meters, it's the tackles, it's the hit-ups, etc., etc., you can sort of reflect Supercoach stats into their game. It's not the be-all and end-all, I understand, but don't sit there and think I'm trying to sell you a Supercoach player when I hit you with these stats, even though I am. But if you're not a Supercoach player, just keep in mind that in the 6 games that he played, a heap of them were off the bench, a heap of them were limited minutes, he averaged 48 Supercoach points. So, you know, you get 1 point per tackle, you get 1 point per hit up, you get 2 points when you run over 8 meters. So to finish on 48, pretty damn impressive, yeah, considering he had no attacking stats, which is where you get your big points in Supercoach. The 3 games that he played over 50 minutes, he finished with a 57-point average, which is pretty damn impressive. Once again, no attacking stats in any way, shape, or form. His base stats, and that this is your stats that are just your tackles, your runs, your real meat and potato stuff, was 57. Yeah, 57 across those 3 games. Pretty damn impressive, yeah? This is a guy that will work his ass off for the North Queensland Cowboys. He's the sort of guy they need in the middle. It's his sort of attitude that they need. He's a guy that's come through. He's played a lot of representatives in the Queensland system, played 18s, played 20s a couple of years ago. And I'll tell you what, this will be one of my bold statements heading into season 2022. I think Reuben Cotter will be a bolter for the Queensland Maroons this year. I would not be shocked in the slightest to see him wearing 13 for the Maroons or coming off the bench. I think he'd be a great, you know, probably 17. I mean, you could play him in 14 if you wanted, but I think they've got a few other options they could play there. I think 17 coming off the bench, he could come on. He would make his meters. He would make his tackles. He's not really a front row. He's not really a second rower. He's just a solid footballer. He's a solid forward that I think the Queensland Maroons could definitely use. I guarantee you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That if Ruben Cotter is playing first grade when Origin 1 is around and he's played 10 games under his belt, I guarantee he gets into this squad. I guarantee you Queensland bring him in somewhere. I think this kid is going to really explode in 2022, and I think people are going to have to sit up and notice. Across those, what is it, those three games that he played more than 50 minutes, he averaged 35 tackles and 14 runs, which is pretty damn impressive. As I said, this guy has got a massive engine on him. Massive. And in my opinion, if the Cowboys want to turn around the sort of dribble that they've been throwing up for the last couple of years, this is a change that they need to make. They have been wasting the 13 jersey for far too long on a guy that they should have been playing in the front row. And you know what? If he was playing in the front row the last few years, he would have got the Dally M front row of the year, and you all would have said, oh, he's the best front row in the game. Yeah, he probably is. But because he's not wearing 13, because he's not wearing 8 or 10, you all want to tell me he's a lock forward. He's a middle, yeah? He's a prop forward. And they need to make that change. Ruben Cotter, I think he's going to be in for a massive season. He is my bolter to play for the Queensland Maroons. Hopefully game one. If not, I think he will play by game three. I think he will work his way into this team. He's a country boy from Queensland, just south of Mackay. I believe he was born a little country town there. He is North Queensland Cowboys through and through. I've heard him talking interviews. He's a guy that has watched the Cowboys as he's been growing up. He's a guy that used to idolize Jonathan Thurston. He was a young bloke in 2015 as a teenager when they won that premiership. He has just got so much to offer as a Cowboys player. It's not even funny. And I think he can take that into the rep arena. At just 23 years of age, a very, very impressive guy. When I look at the Maroons heading into this season, who's going to be their hooker? We're not really sure who's going to play nine for them. You'd have to assume Harry Grant has now got a mortgage on that jersey. Sorry, I forgot about Harry Grant when I was talking then. Can you believe that? The number one fan of fucking Harry Grant forgot he existed for a second there. You got to fit Ben Hunt into this side somewhere. I think Ruben Cotter could really be a guy that could make a bolter for this bench spot. Whether Harry Grant plays 80 minutes in Origin or not, I'm not sure. But you might not even be looking at Ruben Cotter as a hooker option. I just think you could be looking at him as an impact guy coming off the bench. He makes his meters. He makes his tackles. He will bring energy. He's got a little bit of subtle ball playing about him. If you have a couple of injuries, he's a guy that you can plug anywhere in your forward pack from front row, hooker, second row, all the way to lock. This kid has got so much to offer, it's not even funny. I've got a feeling that if you're going to stick around and listen to the Rugby League Guru podcast in the future, you're probably going to hear a lot about Ruben Cotter, because I've got a feeling he's going to be one of my favourite, if not my favourite player over the next few years. If you are in a Supercoach competition and you got your eyes on this guy, keep an eye on him. I know that my Supercoach draft day, I'm probably going to get this guy. We're drafting before the trials kick off. So if you're drafting after, keep an eye on him during trials. Keep an eye on how they use Jason Taumalolo. If you get a scent that he's going to play in jersey 13, I think he's an absolute get on. I think he's going to absolutely brain it. He's also a guy, you know, it hasn't been easy for him. It's been tough. He's 23. He hasn't played that many games of first grade. Life hasn't come easy for this guy. He's played 20 first grade games. He's already had multiple ACL tears when he was younger, from like 2016 to 2018. So they are all behind him. But this is a guy with a huge future. I'm calling it. He will be an Origin bolter in season 2022. Do not miss out on the Ruben Cotter train, because it is going to be a fun ride, in my opinion.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.